Hey, listeners. Welcome to the Dumb Stuff Podcast. We're not dumb, we just talk about dumb stuff. Stop me if you've already heard this one. So a rocket scientist, a social worker, an unemployed businessman, a security specialist, and a software manager walk into a bar. What do they talk about? This podcast is basically their conversation. We're just a small group of high school friends from Middle America. We're separated by several thousand miles, but brought back together thanks to a global pandemic quarantine and a regular Zoom meeting. Now, let's join the Zoom meeting. Already in progress. Are you drinking iced tea?
No, I'm drinking a Mai Tai with my Orlando cup.
Rainforest Cafe Orlando. I have a picture from that night. I just saw it on my Facebook.
We didn't go to Rainforest Cafe. We went to the T-Rex place.
Was that T-Rex? I get them confused.
Yeah, it was T-Rex.
Wait, you went to the Rainforest Cafe without me?
That was probably not that time that we were down there. It was probably a time before or two.
Doesn't matter. You went without me. Don't avoid the question, Joe.
Yes. Yes. You may not believe this, but I go to lots of restaurants without you.
No, you better not.
It's true.
I'm going to turn my tracker on again. I thought I could trust you, but turns out I'm going to have to turn that sucker on again. Start tracking your every move. How was your bowel movement this morning? Speaking of tracking your every move.
I tried this morning and it wasn't good. I didn't work today. I took the day off of work. So I had multiple attempts at the bowel movement before I finally had a modicum of success.
So I have a couple questions. So
did I take time off of work just to have a bowel movement? Was that the question?
That's my first question.
No.
So are you taking a mental health day from work?
Well, yesterday and today, I was going to take a mental health days. Nobody had asked for these days off, so I requested them and got them approved ahead of time.
So my second question is, every single time you tried to go to the bathroom, nothing came out, or not what you wanted?
Nothing came out the first two times.
Okay. I was thinking you did it, but it just wasn't what you really wanted.
The first two times.
So you tried again and again.
The third time, just a modicum.
Now, why would you go if it wasn't obvious
it's a timing thing. That's usually when I go is in the morning.
But don't you have a feeling that tells you it's time?
Well, I kind of felt like I might have to, but I wasn't sure. It wasn't a strong urge. I'm like, maybe I could. Plus, I wanted to read. Let's just be honest. I wanted to get some reading done.
Nice. So you got a lot of reading in today.
Yeah, got a chapter.
All right, I'm going to text Mick because he's 10 minutes late and he does not have an excuse. He should be here. He's read he even read Frank's thing from 9 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can find him. I don't text him very often. I text Mick about once a year, probably on average. Mobile, home. Why do I have two home numbers for him?
There he is. He's on.
Oh, he's in a car. I hope he's not driving. He's looking out the side window. Wait, he's in a van. Is he?
Whoa.
Is he commuting? Wait.
What's going on, man?
He's Ubering.
I'm being Ubered right now.
You're being.
Hello.
Hey.
Why is your camera way down looking at you like that?
It's a story. I've been having back problems and I have a standing desk here. And my chiropractor told me to spend the next few days sitting at my standing desk. But my monitor's way up there and my camera's way up there.
He's always been really, really short.
Yeah, yeah. So we're here for the week and Mick's just working. He changed locations.
He's just being chauffeured around is what it looks
like. Until there's an emergency and he has to fly back to Texas suddenly.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I'll let y'all talk. Nice to see you.
You too.
So they're going to be listening to our entire conversation.
You don't have headphones.
No, I don't have headphones.
So we're gonna have to filter ourselves.
I can put on, you know, not speakerphone, and you can see my ear the whole time if you want.
Well, when's the last time you had an ear exam? This might work out good.
See.
Ooh,
that's great. That's great. Thank you for calling in, Mick. I was just about to text you. It wasn't just a black screen. We could literally see in your ear for a split second. That was amazing.
That was wonderful.
I did not expect that.
Are you wearing a jean jacket?
It's just an old shirt.
Oh, it looks like a jean jacket.
Does it? I'm wearing this because it's cold in the house.
And yet you live in Florida.
She likes it cold. You'll have to, I don't know. I don't understand it either.
How does it possibly get cold in Florida unless you have the air conditioner?
But really, I mean, if it's 90 degrees outside, wouldn't 80, 77, 75 be good enough in the house?
No.
Does it have to be frigid?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of cold.
I'm not either. Now, I do have a thyroid condition, which may be making it extreme for me.
I have a steroid condition, too.
What's the temperature at?
Steroid.
I don't think they can hear me.
I can hear you. What is the temperature now? The house is set for 77, and then at night it goes to 74. But when the air is even at 77, when the air kicks on, it's like ice cold air blowing on me and I get cold. Right now the air's off and it's comfortable. But I know it's gonna turn on soon and freeze me out.
So at night, what do we set it to? 67?
Good 67. Lord. What's your electric bill?
It's not that bad really.
So I actually don't put a lot of faith in the numbers on the thermostats. I know there's highly technical ways to calibrate these things and make them all like the same, but I've gone into other people's houses and thought that they felt fine, even though the number on the wall was something like unreasonable. And so I'm not sure all of these thermostats are actually like calibrated and giving proper numbers for what the temperature actually is.
Gotcha.
What do you have to say about that?
You could be right.
You're 68, maybe similar to our, 74 at night.
I would say no more than a degree or a degree and a half.
You may be right, which means I'm crazy. I would never be able to sleep in your house. I'd just go outside. I would just, at 68, are you kidding me? I can't stand 74.
You would not go outside. In here.
I at 74 I am shivering and I have to get under the covers and it takes me like a long time to warm up and be able to go to sleep because I'm shivering sometimes at that temperature.
That's crazy.
You're lucky, Kurt. And you're lucky that your wife lets you keep that it's that high.
Yeah, I guess so. I should count my blessings. So the air in our bed, the air blows on us.
If there was no control.
Uh-oh, we're losing Mick under a bridge.
Yeah. Mick, we're losing you.
It would be at 67. Yeah.
Oh, you're back. I heard you're it back. Would be at 67. What was the rest of it?
You two are frozen.
now he's got to catch up.
And Kurt, hang on.
Oh, he's gone.
He left?
You think he hung up on us because I was hassling him? Or do you think he literally lost connection? All right, hopefully he'll come back on as soon as he gets in the house.
I spent my entire day trying to change my clutch cable on my motorcycle. And I finally got it done. And in the process of taking stuff apart so I could thread the cable through the bike, which was really, really tough, I dropped a screwdriver and it connected on the battery terminals and it sparked. And I think I blew a fuse because I got everything done and I put the bike back together and it won't start.
That's like dropping toast butter side down.
Yeah.
It driving a screwdriver and it landing right on your battery terminal.
I put the whole bike back together, went to start it up and nothing. No electricity. And I'm hoping it's just a blown fuse.
The other day I looked at motorcycles with my brother-in-law. We have a Harley Davidson store here in our town, which is pretty amazing for a little town like ours. Yeah. And I've never been in it. We've had the store like 2 years and I've never been in it.
And why would you?
So my sister and her husband were in town and we were looking for things to do around town. And he's a motorhead.
Yeah.
We walked in there and
as I was plodding through everything today, I was like, I am so not a mechanical guy. You know, mechanics could have put that cable on in a half an hour. It took me hours and hours trying to figure out how to thread it through the engine. It was crazy.
But I want to give you props for trying and succeeding, like all except for the part at the end where it didn't work. Because there's a lot of people would be too afraid to even start, to even try something like that.
Hours and hours to get it done.
Well, you learned something, and that's something that a mechanic cannot say. Yeah, you're better off for it.
When you look at a motorcycle, apart from the actual like digging into the engine, a lot of it's not that, it's not rocket science. I don't need Kurt's help. Mick, you need to move your camera. I'm getting a lot of glare.
That's just his bald head.
Now there's a... Let me turn off the big light.
That's a big old light. That whole ceiling is lit up.
Yeah. I'm like, dude.
It's just a little fixture. That's
funny. Much better. A little light fixture.
That sure better. Was Thanks, lighting Mick. Up the whole ceiling, though.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can tell us some ghost stories.
One day at band camp. I didn't go to band camp.
I did. Actually, I didn't. I went to choir
one day at basketball camp. I kicked a ball. There were three people, and it was a two basketball court size room. So side by side basketball court, big end. This kid was, I was in one corner of the building and he was at the other shooting baskets. I kicked the ball and just hit him in the head with a basketball.
You should have played soccer.
That's great. I bet you couldn't do that twice.
Nope.
It's a one in a million shot right there.
Yep, and
there
just was kind of curved right into his head.
And to go that far, you would have had to kick it pretty hard. It hurt.
It wasn't anybody that you knew, was it?
No.
How bad did you hurt him?
We didn't stick around to find out. We ran off.
And because of the year, there was nobody like filming. There were no cell phone cameras, so there's no proof.
1983, that happened,
and it didn't get posted on social media.
Right.
Oh, those were the days when you could do stupid stuff and it wouldn't get posted on social media.
Yeah.
Yes. Not anymore.
Nope. We're all on candid camera, aren't we? Did you watch the Friends reunion?
No, I don't have HBO Max, and I don't want to pay for it.
I thought you were going to finagle a way to see that. I know Shane was waiting to get the free trial. He was waiting for the Friends reunion to be published before he got the free trial.
Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm. I saw it twice, once with my wife and then once with my sister and her kids when they were in town.
Was it any good?
I thought it was really good, yeah.
Was it worth it?
Well, I get HBO Max for free with my AT&T plan. So I don't know how much HBO Max costs.
All I remember reading like last year was that HBO Max wasn't doing very well and that they didn't have a lot of subscribers last year. And they were one of the most expensive subscription services to sign up for.
I didn't now, realize they then, were expensive, huh?
Yeah, they were among the top two or three most expensive. They were like $15 a month compared to, you know, Disney Plus and Netflix were like at that time like $9 or $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the criticisms were they don't offer enough and they're really expensive.
I've had HBO Max for a couple years and haven't really seen a lot on it that I need to see. I think I watched King Kong versus Godzilla. I think I watched that movie on HBO Max just because I didn't feel like leaving the house. And not because I thought it was going to be a great movie, but I was bored and I was in between series and I just wanted to see what it was like. It wasn't great, but then I did watch the Justice League movie on it and then Friends. Yes.
Have you ever finished the Clone Wars?
No, I'm on a break. My problem with Clone Wars isn't that it's not good. It's just that there are some other things that I find more entertaining, like comedies. So I've been watching, I've been watching Community. I've been watching.
Is Community any good?
I think so. Did you not watch Community when it was
new? I've never seen it.
So I watched it. I think it was on Hulu when it first came out. And this was before Hulu had a paid service. It was like Hulu was a website and everything was free.
Okay.
And then at some point they said, I bet we could probably
charge $2 a month.
Take a portion of Hulu and make it paid for. And then a portion of it can be free. I remember watching Community on Hulu for several seasons and enjoying it. But when I started watching it a few months ago, I watched season one and I only remembered a couple episodes. So I think I missed some. And I definitely missed the first few episodes where you like get introduced to everybody and understand their backgrounds and where they came from. And I thought it was really well done and very comedic. I enjoy it. What else am I watching? I know what I did. I switched to books because I have this pile of books that I haven't read. And so for the past couple months, I've been reading mostly books. So right now I'm in the middle of this Jerry Seinfeld book, which is fun because it's all just jokes. You can see You can see all the white space. Well, yeah. I got it like a year ago and I never just sat down and started it.
You talked before about a Jerry Seinfeld book that you had read, I think.
Well, like
what's the name of that one?
Is This Anything? Is This Anything is what a comedian asks another comedian when they tell them a new joke that they just thought of.
We had at our church a month or two ago, we had a speaker come and he was a comedian. He's a Christian and he is a comedian and he's a friend of Jerry Seinfeld's and is a black guy. He was hilarious. He was sharing his faith and a little bit of his testimony. And it was really, really funny. I really enjoyed it. And then he was talking about how he was invited to sit in the green room one time. I don't think he was with Seinfeld, but he was with Leno. And he was like he'd never met him before. And he was like the guest of a guest kind of thing, sitting in the green room. And and Jay Leno was trying to come up with a joke about this situation. Something about a football player was suing somebody because he had got hit in the eye and was blind in one eye or it was something like that. And so this comedian, his name was like Michael Smith or something like that. And they were sitting in the green room trying to come up with a joke for what to do about this.
Michael Jr.
Yes, that's him. That's him.
So I brought up, I Googled Christian comedians in there and a list of top 27 came up and he was number 5.
Well, he was hilarious, but he's sitting in the green room and they're trying to come up with a joke about this football player who had lost his vision in one eye because of this accident. And Leno was like, you know, they're trying to come up with a joke, and Michael Jr. was this like new young guy, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, they look to him, they're like, what do you think? And he's like, he's suing for $1 million. He ain't going to see half of that. And oh, apparently that joke that made it on the Leno show. So anyway, that Michael Jr., he was funny. He was
great.
My impression of Michael Jr. was that he is a Christian and he is a community. He is a comedian, but I don't necessarily think like that he was a Christian comedian in that he goes on Christian comedy tours.
Right. He could
it's
be out
like he's a comedian who is a Christian and kind of keeps his jokes clean. And
okay.
He's pretty
well,
funny.
For most of his career, Jerry Seinfeld was like known for his cleanliness of his jokes. And his definitely he was not a Christian.
Well, he's Jewish.
Well, his show always dealt with adult issues and adult comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. But his comedy
routines. His domain.
Yeah. His comedy routines have always been very clean. He'll throw a couple. He'll throw a damn in there every once in a while. But and this whole book is basically, how many decades has he been doing it? Each chapter is a decade, right? And so there's the 70s chapter, and look at that 70s picture. It's amazing.
He was in the 70s? Put that up again.
He started in the 70s. So each chapter is jokes from his file from that decade.
I didn't know he was
just,
that.
These are just jokes right out of his file.
How old is he now?
And they're all clean. These are all clean.
That's awesome.
Yeah, most of his jokes are clean.
He's probably in his late. I always assumed he was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years older than us.
Well, there's one way to know for sure. I think he's older than that.
If he was in the 70s, if he was doing comedy older in the 70s, then he's older than that. Yeah.
I typed on the wrong keyboard. I do that all the time.
Oh, Kurt.
He is 67. He was born in 54.
67.
That's way older. Boy, he's way older than he looks. He's way older than he looks.
67. Wow. He's 16 years older than us.
54. So in the 70s, he was in his 20s in the 70s.
Wow.
That's when he was first going to clubs. So each chapter is a decade, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And it's jokes from his file from that decade. So he keeps a file of all his jokes that he's written.
Sure.
And then each chapter introduces you to that decade. It tells you what he was doing from, you know, his perspective. So super easy book for him to like throw together, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. And some of these jokes like are crazy how they just span. You know, they're completely timeless. Several of his 70s jokes he still tells today, and they're just as funny today as they were in the 70s. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think Shane's not going to join us.
That jerk. He stood us up.
Constant jerk.
We had a good meeting without him, though. We'll tell him all about what he missed. We might even make a podcast out of it. Huh. That'll really show him.
Oh, that'll show him.
Oh, look at that. I typed Jerry Seinfeld into the Zoom chat.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know why you did that, but I saw that.
I didn't know if there was any window that was active when I was typing. That's funny. All right. Well, this was a good meeting, even though Shane never showed up and Mick was only there for about 15 minutes and Frank was only there for about 30 seconds.
Well, I will say what I think we've all said several times is Monday nights are the highlight of my week.
It's fun.
It is. It's a good time.
And we shall keep doing it.
Even after the pandemic is over, I think.
Yes.
It's kind of on the tail end.
Yeah. Florida's opening back up.
Yeah. I saw that your governor is suing somebody about the cruise ship.
He's suing No, Norwegian Cruise Lines, or maybe it's Carnival. One of the cruise lines is suing him. I don't know. I just read the headline and scrolled on.
So the CDC has laid out, said,
oh, is he,
have to
oh,
be
is he not, suing the CDC?
Yeah. Because the CDC said for cruise ships to operate, 98% of the staff and 95% of the passengers have to be vaccinated. He's suing to say, you're restricting people's rights. And I would argue, yeah, especially
you can't force people to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and the CDC knows, the CDC knows they can't force people to be vaccinated. The CDC also knows that only 50% of the adult population is vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I don't think the CDC can enforce anything.
I mean, the CDC, they're kind of picking on cruise ships because is the CDC going to, you know, your local Seattle football stadium and telling them that they can't let the crowd in unless they're 95% vaccinated?
Well, they're telling them that they have to space themselves out. But I don't know how much of that's the CDC and how much of that's.
But after the CDC says that everything's open and.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so even before this pandemic, what I can say is, the norovirus. You're familiar with the norovirus?
Heard of it.
It's also known as the cruise ship virus.
Okay.
And it is pretty much completely confined to cruise ships and retirement communities and nursing homes. It's any place with enclosed spaces where people are living, where there's not a lot of fresh air. And I've had every single year, we have nursing homes and assisted living facilities, retirement communities that get put on lockdown because of the norovirus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing that happens on cruise ships. Mm-hmm. You get a norovirus outbreak and it's a stomach bug. So you get people that, you know, somebody gets the norovirus, they touch a doorknob.
Yeah.
Washy-washy. That's the whole point about washy-washy, right?
Yeah, washy-washy.
That's the whole point of washy-washy was norovirus.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to touch a doorknob with your gastrointestinal bug, and then someone else touched that doorknob, and now they're sick. Now we've got 50 people on this cruise ship that are vomiting and having diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess from the CDC standpoint, they're like, cruise ships and nursing homes are the most likely places for this bug to get spread, because we know that cruise ships and nursing homes are the most likely places for the norovirus to get spread.
Yeah.
So I can see why they are extremely cracking down on cruise ships, because they've already cracked down on nursing homes, and there's not a nursing home or assisted living in the country that's not following the CDC's guidelines, because as soon as your facility has an outbreak, son and daughter are going to pull mom and dad out of that facility.
Yeah.
Right. They need to make money, right? They're going to go broke if their residents are getting sick. So that's what the cruise ships are going to be afraid of, is having an outbreak.
So the CDC has guidelines for the whole country to follow, but some states are saying that's too strict because my state's ahead of the curve and I need to create a policy that's less stringent or lighter than the CDC, and that's what happened in Florida.
I think so. I read an article this week that said all these states at their various levels of how good they're doing in the pandemic, if you account for the vaccinations, the unvaccinated people, the numbers are as high as they were back in early January, right after the peak. You know, really? How bad it was in the winter. They said, if you account for take out all the vaccinated people,
and just look,
rates are not any better than they were in January.
Interesting.
So again, that was from a newspaper. I know numbers can lie, but that made me, you know, it just makes you wonder, like, if you take vaccinated people out of the equation, are we doing any better these days?
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually we will, because people are still spread out, but I don't know. I thought it was an interesting number anyway.
That is an interesting number. It seems like back in the winter, you would hear about individuals that you knew, or a friend of a friend, you would hear that, oh, that person got it. Oh, that person got it. Oh, yeah. That person got it. Yeah. And it seems like I'm not hearing that anymore, which is giving me a sense that it's settled down, but maybe it's just people stopped talking about it. And so we're getting a false sense of it settling down.
I honestly don't know. People, your age and my age, get on cruise ships and get norovirus all the time. You know, they get that gastrointestinal bug, and it's not just a really contagious bug, but it's, you can't fight it with hand sanitizer. Norovirus has to be fought with hand wash, soap and water only.
Really?
So if I have a patient that's got norovirus, I have to use soap and water. I can't use hand sanitizer, which I use for all of my patients all the time. So
interesting.
So that goes back to the whole washy washy thing. I'm like, well, that was hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't remember using a lot of soap and water on the cruise ship because hand sanitizer was,
well, you don't wash your hands anyway, right? Even like in the bathrooms and stuff, you just kind of.
I just wipe them on the walls.
Yeah. remember the picture I took of the toilet? The toilet that had the picture of the hand washing above the urinal.
Wash your hands in here.
Wash your hands in here.
Oh man.
All right. It's 7 o'clock. Shane never showed.
Yeah, he's dead to us. He is dead to us. All right. Good meeting.
All right. Good meeting, man. Have a good one.
Have a good one. See you next week.
Give my best to your family. All right.
Copy that. You do the same.
Right. Okay, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, look at you. You just listened to an episode of the Dumb Stuff Podcast. You're so hip and popular and good looking. If you enjoyed listening, tell your friends. And if you hated the experience, well, maybe we can just keep that between ourselves, okay? If you want to contact us for any reason, just drop us a line. Our email address is talkaboutdumbstuff@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. So, until next time, see ya! And promise us you won't do any dumb stuff. Thanks!